From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Hundreds of thousands flee to Europe. The International Organization for Migration says more than 350,000 migrants have made the journey across the Mediterranean this year. The migrants from Africa and the Middle East are fleeing poverty and violence in their own countries. European Council President Donald Tusk warned against hostility to the migrants.
Whatever the challenge of migration might bring, there is never a justification for hostile, racist, or xenophobic reactions to migrants.
The EU plans to hold emergency talks on the migrant issue on September 14th amid disagreements among the 28 member nations as to how to handle the sudden influx. Worries about China's economic growth were sharpened by a disappointing report on that nation's manufacturing sector Tuesday. China's official manufacturing index for August fell slightly to its lowest level since 2012. Prices on the Shanghai stock market fell drastically at the open, but regained some strength to close at a loss of just under 1.3%. U.S. President Barack Obama took a walk on a melting Arctic glacier in Alaska Tuesday. The president is pressing the world to act quickly to cut greenhouse gas emissions that are believed to be affecting the global climate. The American leader is in the midst of a three-day visit to Alaska. He is using Alaska's scenery as a backdrop to call attention to the effect of global warming, which could leave entire nations and major coastal cities underwater. Al-Shabaab militants attacked an African Union base at Janale in southern Somalia Tuesday, killing at least 19 soldiers and reportedly taking some others hostage. This is VOA News.